Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everybody, welcome to Physical Friday. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite travel workouts. It requires zero equipment, and you can do it just about anywhere. It is a very, very simple one, and one that I have written about a couple times, but I don't think I've talked about it on this. One of my favorite workouts, when I go to a place that I don't know, I call it 3 miles and 300 push-ups, and that's exactly what it is. I like this because when I get to a place that I don't really know, if it looks safe, you know, if you're in a shady area, this might not be a real good one, or you might do it on a treadmill or whatever, but if you're in a nice area, you want to look around town, it's very easy to do 3 miles and 300 push-ups. So you can do the 300 push-ups at any time during the 3 miles. So if you felt like it, you wanted to knock out 300 push-ups before you left and then run 3 miles, that'd be great. Or if you want to, you know, occasionally every, you know, couple hundred yards, you want to drop down and do 10 push-ups, that'd be fine. If you want to do 100, you know, at the beginning, 100 in the middle, 100 at the end, you get the idea. You can do the push-ups anywhere along your route of 3 miles. You're going to run 3 miles, do 300 push-ups, and you get a chance to look around the town, get a chance to survey your scene. Now, again, not everywhere that you stay, or I guess don't want to put you in the same places that I sometimes go. Not everywhere that I stay is always safe or advisable to run 3 miles in a direction, you know, that in a place you've never been and going in a direction you don't know what's over there. So, you know, ask the doorman, ask the concierge. You know, is this a safe place to run? Is there a park nearby? You know, and if you're a experienced runner, you can just go based upon your time. Go 15 minutes out, 15 minutes back. That's 30-minute run. You know, if you're running 10-minute miles, that's 3 miles. If you're a much faster runner than that, you know, maybe it's a 21. You know, you run out 12 minutes and come back 12 minutes. If you're a real fast runner, that's about 3 miles. It doesn't have to be exact. But you run 3 miles, do 300 push-ups, and that's a fantastic one. And if you're back home in the gym, you can always put a clock on that on a course that you know is 3 miles, and you can start messing around with what's the fastest way to do it. Is it fastest to do 300 push-ups and then run 3 miles, or break them up in some way, shape, or form? And as you're doing that and you're getting in better and better shape, you're going to accomplish the 3 miles and the 300 push-ups faster. If you can do more work in less time, then, you know, ideally you are in better condition. So that's a good benchmark workout that you can take on the road with you. 3 miles, 300 push-ups. All right, let me know how you do. I'd love to hear about it. Send me an email, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. Let me know about your 300 push-ups and 3 mile experience. Love to hear it. All right, till next week. See you.